Samana Santa, written by David Hewson, narrated by Sean Barrett.
Chapter 1. La Soledad. The words echoed around the old woman's head as she woke slowly, fitfully, from fast-fading dreams. Outside, through the arch and pillars of the keyhole door, the noise of the city rumbled like the low growl of an unseen animal. The scent of oleander mingled with the fumes of diesel and cigarettes. From her wicker chair, its points and cracks now biting into her bones, she could see across the garden to the courtyard. A handful of orange and lemon trees, dotted with wrinkled fruit, dusty in the afternoon sunlight. Waxy red seed husks on a lone pomegranate. The sudden drift of cat's urine on the unseasonably hot late afternoon air. Katerina Luthena watched the ghosts reassemble and populate another place. Bright, gay, noisy. The sound of laughter rang from gleaming wall to gleaming wall. The tiles sparkled new in the sun. She could see the figures drifting from group to group, as they had done more than 60 years ago, when, as a young girl, she had watched, filled with awe and admiration, from this very room. All of the great people of the day had visited in their time. Even, once, Lorca himself. She had seen them sip fino and manzanilla beneath the orange blossom, heard them talk about things she could not comprehend. She had watched their faces change over the space of 2 seasons, shift from bright, optimistic good humour to, first, a muted concern, as faint as gossamer, then to visible anxiety, and finally to fear, simple, naked, brutal. And all the time the trees blossomed and bore fruit. It stood on the branch, unpicked, gathering dust from the carriages and cars she could hear beyond the wall. One day she came down from her small sunny room, woken by something she did not recognize. The ground was littered with rotten fruit. It was as if a sudden earthquake had shaken them from the tree. They lay on the dry brown earth, misshapen and decaying. Flesh and pulp peeped out from beneath the torn orange and yellow skins. There was something obscene, something frightening about the sight. A lifetime on, she floated above herself as she was then, watched the young girl in her white and pink cotton dress, loose and cool in the sun, standing outside the courtyard's golden-blue-tiled door, looking down at this bitter harvest in shock and foreboding. She waited, waited. It would come. It always came. From beyond the courtyard...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?